12H. The technology of toilets.
A clean, flushing toilet is something most of us take for granted. Listen to two Australian students, Alex and Simone, talk to Alex's mother about the different types of toilets they have encountered on their travels abroad. Tick the boxes as you listen. The first one has been done for you.
Okay, right. So you're saying that in Ethiopia, Simone, in the countryside, you're saying women don't go to the toilet at all during the day? That's just crazy. Why on earth not?
Well, I guess it's mainly a modesty issue. There are so many people around, outside, working in the fields all the time, so the women go only once it's dark.
Yeah, you're hardly going to find public toilets in the middle of the fields, are you? But do we have to talk about this? I mean, toilets, for goodness sake.
Well, all those countries you two visited must have had very different sorts of toilets. I remember travelling in Poland in the 70s. At every single public toilet, even in the smallest villages, a lady sat behind a table managing the toilets.
Yeah, we saw those toilet managers in some department stores in Germany too, so they're still around.
You handed her some coins, she handed you a few squares of toilet paper, and in you went. The toilets were always spotless, more hygienic, although perhaps not as beautifully designed as those Parisian pissoirs.
What are you talking about, Mum? What's a pissoir?
It's a public urinal for men. There were more than 1,000 of them dotted around Paris at one time. For men, you know, so they wouldn't do it against a wall. But it was very low tech, basically just a bit of metal that hid men's private parts from view while they do their business.
I'm not sure if there are any pissoirs left. I haven't seen any. Like most other big cities in Europe, Parisians now use sanisets, what the Brits call superloos. You know, those self-cleaning unisex public toilets?
They've installed one right here in Byron Bay last year, haven't they, Alex?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I stepped in there, the door slid shut, and a voice tells me, "You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes." I mean, talk about stage fright. I wonder if the door would open automatically if you went over the time limit. State-of-the-art stuff. They have them in Japan too. There, we saw a toilet that blow-dries your backside for you. Remember that?
I remember. I read somewhere that they're now working on a type of toilet that analyses your urine.
What? How's that going to work?
A computer will probably inform you whether you should drink some more water or
whether you've had too much beer.
But I was surprised how common the old-fashioned long drop still is. I mean, we found that version almost everywhere in the world, didn't we, Alex?
In Greece, Nepal, Ethiopia, and in Finland, where the mozzies bit me on the bum when I went to the latrine at somebody's summer place, remember? And of course, they've got those squat models all over North Africa and in the Middle East, don't they? Very clean they were, and surprisingly comfortable to use.
Speak for yourself. I found it hard to manage in the beginning. I don't know how those women with their long dresses cope, quite frankly. But those pit latrines and squat models are much better for the environment, though.
Do you remember that sign on the road between Pokhara and Kathmandu in Nepal? They offered you a rupee for your urine.
Oh, yeah.
Good heavens, why?
Some Finnish NGO was running a project there. They told us that diluted urine is actually a very good fertiliser. And in Ethiopia, we met those two Finnish students who were doing research for their PhD about using urine as an agricultural fertiliser. Remember, Simone? They had these rows of small cabbages in their garden.
They told us that the modern toilet, you know, the flushing model, is actually a very bad design, environmentally speaking, especially in drier countries. Just think how much water we waste by flushing the toilet every time we go.
That's why I've always been telling you, kids. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.